Yeah.
Mr. President, I have Patricia calling you.
Okay.
All right. I have your dad.
Hello.
Daddy?
Hi, Trish. How are you?
How are you?
All right.
Good. We tried to get you earlier, but you were
yeah.
still in the Oval Room.
Yeah.
So we waited. We're so glad to talk to you now.
Yeah.
But, of course, we saw the broadcast. And
right.
we're really so proud because the people seem so exceptional.
Well, they are. They are both first in their class.
Really?
They really are great constitutional lawyers.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you talked to her?
No, I have.
Think you could? Well, because she, of course, wanted a woman and predicted one. And as a matter of fact, we did put up a woman. But the American bar turned them down 11-1, and you can't get them through on that.
Yeah. So what's the problem?
Well, she thinks we should have pressed it through. But she thinks it's embarrassing to her that we didn't press it through.
Well, Daddy, you know, that's too bad. But you had to appoint these people that were really qualified.
Yeah.
You couldn't have appointed someone who wasn't qualified. So
she says, well, look, they aren't the judges, but nevertheless. She predicted that I, not predicted, but said she'd urged that I appoint a woman, and I didn't appoint a woman, and that's bad. But we did, you see. We asked the American bar to approve a woman, and they refused, 11-1. That's so we couldn't go for a woman.
No, that makes perfect sense. I'm sure we'll see that tomorrow. The aftermath.
Yeah, we'll see. You think you should call her, or it would not do a good idea?
Yeah, I'll call her. So I'll call her right after this.
Yeah, you might say that, say that, the main thing is not blame me.
No.
I told her, and I remember at Camp David, I also told you that we were going to appoint a woman. We did. Mitchell and I recommended a woman to the bar, Mildred Dooley. The bar said she was the best qualified woman, but that there was no qualified woman who had enough experience to be on the court.
That's true. And if you had appointed,
if I had done it, the Senate would have turned it down.
Right.
Or they'd have said, I just did it in order to get the woman's votes. And that she ought to blame, and what we're doing is blaming the American bar. Not us. And that we're preparing a woman for the next spot.
I think that, you know, she'll see the point that you
did. Whoa, that's in all the papers. Everybody knows that.
I read it in the Times today, but I was horrified because she didn't seem that qualified.
But these two are so qualified, nobody ever turned them down.
But anyway, Ed and I are both here, and Ed wants to tell you how great he thought it was, too.
Okay.
Okay? And by the way, Dad, the delivery was just outstanding. It was just terrific. And, I don't know, just really beautifully, beautifully done the whole thing. We're so proud of you. Here's Ed.
Okay. Hello?
It was just great.
Oh, well, thank you.
Really brilliant, both of the people appointed and the delivery.
Well, we had we really have two outstanding men here, you know. Lou Powell, everybody, he's sort of been everybody's first choice for the court,
right.
If you take any Southerner, and because he's really one of those elegant, you know, he's sort of in the Marshall tradition.
Right.
Marvelous man.
Well, I just can't wait.
And Rehnquist, of course, I mean, first in his class at Stanford. And probably the best lawyer in the government.
Yeah.
So we really appointed people of quality, at least. That's important.
But the criteria that you laid down for your choice is just absolutely clear, and no one could disagree with it. And these two people fit those criteria perfectly. I can't wait to go to law school tomorrow.
No, they'll die. They'll say, well, maybe they're too conservative. Well, you say, what is conservative? My God, you know. Frankfurter was conservative in his later years.
I
paid a little tribute to Black. Black was extremely liberal by some standards, but on the other hand, Black was a constitutionalist. That's the way he saw it. This idea of lawyers above everything else should not get into this conservative liberal dialogue.
Yeah, absolutely. None of the professors at the law school would be able to criticize
this. We'll see. We'll see. Give him time.
Too good.
Okay.
Daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still here, but it really was...
But as a matter of fact, we did. We tried, but they turned it down last night.
No. Well, that's true. And she'll see that in a minute. She really will.
So, the main thing your mommy says, don't blame Daddy, blame the goddamn, which
blame
we're all...
Blame the goddamn New York Times.
New York Times and the ABA.
No.
That's right.
Okay, well, I'll call her.
All right,
we'll
fine. Bye.
Okay, bye, Daddy.